Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's Superman! Hello, Radiant viewers, and welcome to another edition of Cinema Scene. We have just enjoyed the magical theme song from the movie Superman by legendary Hollywood composer and five-time Oscar winner John Williams. This uplifting score was nominated for an Academy Award and sets the tone for the entire Superman series, consisting of five full-length movies and a sixth one scheduled for release in 2013. On today's show, we'll be featuring three movies from this action-adventure series: Superman the Movie, Superman 2, and Superman Returns. Superman is one of the world's most recognizable superheroes, and has led the way for other blockbuster superhero Hollywood movies like the Batman and Spider-Man series. The Superman saga revolves around the ongoing battle between good and evil, and is based on the fictional comic book hero from DC Comics created in 1932. The hero restores harmony on Earth with the help of his extraordinary powers of X-ray vision, super breath, super hearing, the ability to fly at high speeds, and of course, his phenomenal strength, which also earns him the nickname Man of Steel. Our first film, Superman the Movie, was released in 1978 by Warner Brothers Pictures. It was directed by Emmy-nominated Richard Donner, who received a Saturn Award nomination in the Best Director category for this revolutionary work. The story starts out on the far-off planet of Krypton, which is in danger of being destroyed. Its leader, Jor-El, played by Oscar winner Marlon Brando, places his infant son, Kal-El, into a space capsule bound for planet Earth in hopes of preserving the Kryptonian race. The capsule lands in a rural area of the American Midwest and is found by an upright farm couple who decides to raise him. Upon discovering the boy's unusual powers, they keep it a secret and suggest he should only use his abilities for good. The young boy is named Clark Kent, and he eventually finds a green crystal of power his father included in his ship. This crystal allows him to learn the secrets of his true identity and purpose: to help humankind. He then travels to his new earthly abode, which is an incredible crystal palace at the North Pole called the Fortress of Solitude. Here he attains further knowledge and instruction through a secret video message from his father, Jor-El. Years pass, and the now grown-up Kal-El, played by Christopher Reeve, lives the double role of news reporter Clark Kent and superhero Superman. The time finally arrives when Superman exposes himself to the public eye and makes his first life-saving rescue, capturing the hearts and imaginations of the entire city, including the media, who desperately want to know more about this caped wonder. As he continues to inspire Metropolis by protecting its citizens and saving more lives, we become aware of an arch-nemesis named Lex Luthor, who is played by Oscar winner Gene Hackman. Lex Luthor has devised a scheme to become very wealthy and at the same time control a large portion of American land by using nuclear power. Although Superman is the only one who can stop him, Lex Luthor has realized the superhero's one weakness. He has found a way to interfere with Superman's ability to obtain his power from the sun by using a radioactive rock called kryptonite from his home planet of Krypton. How will the Man of Steel overcome this tremendous obstacle and save the country from the clutches of Lex Luthor's greed? Other notable characters in the film include Lex Luthor's assistant, Otis, played by Oscar Award nominee Ned Beatty, and actress Margot Kidder, who won a Saturn Best Actress Award for her portrayal of Superman's girlfriend and news reporter Lois Lane. Also referred to as Superman 1, this movie was immensely popular with both the public and critics. In fact, it was nominated for three Academy Awards: Best Film Editing, Best Music, Original Score, and Best Sound. It also won a Special Achievement Award from the Academy for its advanced visual effects. 2 years after the original Superman movie delighted audiences, its sequel, Superman 2, graced the movie screens in 1980. Also released by Warner Brothers Pictures, it has the same stellar cast with Christopher Reeve, Margot Kidder, and Gene Hackman playing the leading characters of Clark Kent, Lois Lane, and Lex Luthor, respectively. Award-winning American director and producer Richard Lester takes the helm as director, which resulted in the movie receiving three Saturn Award nominations and the Distinguished Award for Best Science Fiction Film of 1982 from the Academy of Science Fiction, Fantasy, and Horror Films, USA. The sequel continues where the first film left off, as we now witness the Caped Wonder as a full-fledged superhero in his city of Metropolis and around the world. In Paris, France, Superman saves Lois Lane from what would have been a fatal accident, and then he prevents the Eiffel Tower from destruction by a nuclear bomb.
This is your floor.
But the Man of Steel faces his biggest challenge yet, when the bomb he hurled into outer space accidentally frees three criminals from Krypton. They have the same powers as Superman and immediately descend upon Earth, where they team up with the infamous Lex Luthor. Meanwhile, Lois Lane discovers that her colleague at the Daily Planet newspaper agency, Clark Kent, actually doubles as Superman. Superman decides to fly her to the Fortress of Solitude so that she can learn more about his true identity. Superman makes the pivotal decision to sacrifice his supernatural powers to marry Lois Lane, all the while unaware that the three Kryptonian criminals have inadvertently been released. Since his decision to marry Lois cost him his remarkable strength, how will he be able to fulfill his mission of saving the world? After the releases of Superman 3 in 1983 and Superman 4, The Quest for Peace in 1987, the movie series took a 9-year hiatus from the big screen. Then, in 2006, the first Superman movie without the late Christopher Reeve as the lead was made, aptly titled Superman Returns, and directed by the 4-time Emmy-nominated Bryan Singer. The new Clark Kent slash Superman is portrayed by newcomer Brandon Routh. Kate Bosworth delivers a convincing portrayal of Lois Lane, and 2-time Oscar Award winner Kevin Spacey plays Superman's old nemesis, Lex Luthor. In this film, Lois Lane and Clark Kent have already parted ways, and she has lost all knowledge that Clark and Superman are one person. Superman Returns starts out with Superman's father Jor-El's message to his son. As the movie progresses, we learn that for some unknown reason, Superman has been missing for the last 5 years, leaving many, especially Lois Lane, confused. Later, Superman does return to society by making a spectacular rescue of a space shuttle mission that included members of the media aboard, including Lois Lane. After the successful rescue, he explains to Lois why he left. 5 years earlier, astronomers had thought they found Superman's original home planet of Krypton, which motivated him to travel there himself and investigate. Meanwhile, Lex Luthor goes to Superman's Fortress of Solitude and learns many secrets of the universe from a recorded holographic message that had been meant only for Superman. With this newfound knowledge, Luthor devises an evil plan to create a new world where he would be the sole landowner. He steals a piece of green kryptonite from the Metropolis Museum of Natural History in hopes of using it to minimize Superman's power. We learn of Luthor's full treachery when he kidnaps Lois and her son. Luthor's keen intuition senses something special about the son, and asks who the boy's real father is. In order to save millions of people whose lives are endangered by Luthor's scheme, Superman must act fast, but how can he possibly overcome the landmass made of kryptonite? The film was nominated for an Oscar Award for Best Achievement in Visual Effects. Movie critic Scott Hoover of Hollywood.com said, "Ultimately, the movie leaves the audience like the people of Metropolis when its greatest hero returns to the skies, brimming with hope." Such has been the over 30-year journey Superman fans around the world have enjoyed. Hope. Open-minded viewers, it was a pleasure having you with us for today's Cinema Scene. Coming up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May you realize the full potential of your God-given gifts and share them with the world.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/cs.